period, I gotta punctuate it. I said I loved your shirt, but behind your back I said I hate it. May lightning strike me down if I lie, may no one be around when my tongue's untied. Everybody says it's okay, all the little things I say with my big fat mouth. La 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 la.
Want to go today? Okay, so like last week we talked about complaining, something nice and easy.
We talked about complaining. Well, today we're going to take it up a level. We're going to talk about gossiping. Come on, how many of you have ever heard somebody that gossiped before? Come on, I know we don't have any gossipers in the house today. No, nobody online has ever gossiped, but you perhaps have known somebody who does. Well, gossiping, I'll tell you, it's a crucial problem. Can I tell you, there is nothing that can wear down our character like gossip. But there's nothing that makes us lean in any closer than a good piece of gossip. Amen, somebody? Like, let's just be honest. And the thing that happens for us as followers of Jesus, as followers of God, we're called to live at a higher level. We're called to live at a new standard. We're called to love people like Jesus loved people. And there's no escaping the power of our words. Proverbs 18:21, it says that the tongue has the power of life, it has the power of death. Just think about that. It has life and it has death. And those who know this will eat of its fruit, meaning that our words over time, our words leave a harvest in our life. Last week we looked at complaining. Do you know that complaining, maybe not the first time, maybe not every instance, but slowly but surely, we can begin to move in a direction where complaining just becomes part of our nature. That we become known, if you will, whether it's our workplace or whether it's our family, we become known as a complainer. The beautiful thing is that we can shift that direction. We talked about that last week. Well, the same is true for this morning. When we look at the subject of gossip, it's an important area to cover. Because what can happen for our walk with Christ, what can happen in our daily life is that subtly, and almost under the radar, we can drift towards gossip. What started out as just sharing some information can very rapidly turn into gossip. In fact, I remember a season of my life where, again, aren't you grateful for God? He was dealing with my life. He began to highlight, and my favorite intro for gossip was, listen, I don't want to gossip, but. You ever made that? Or, hey, I don't know if you've heard, but let me tell you. Let me just share this little piece of information. Gossip in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8, it gives us some perspective. It says this, rumors or gossip are, think of this, dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. Don't you like that phrase, just dainty morsels? Let me think about that. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. Gossip, when it's not addressed in our lives, it can be difficult for our relationships. It can cause a breakdown in trust. It can cause a breakdown in relationships and friendships. Come on, you've probably experienced this in your journey through life. You've probably experienced the pain that gossip can bring. Well, God calls us out of that. In my quiet time this morning, one of my passages that I was reading was out of the Gospel of Matthew. And Jesus is saying, he's instructing, he says, come and learn from me. Come and learn from me. One of our heartbeat as a church is not only to reach people with the good news, but it's to help them build their life upon God's word. This series is going to help you build your life on the Word of God as we talk about the power of our words. So I want to take a few moments. We're going to look at who gossip hurts. Okay, we're going to take a moment, look at who gossip hurts, and then I'm going to share a couple quick ways, a couple things just to be on our radar, just to be on the forefront of our mind as we continue to walk out our faith. So who does gossip hurt? Well, first, it's kind of obvious, but gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. I mean, that's a pretty obvious statement, but think on that. Gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. It is sinister, even though it may seem innocent. It is sinister, even though it may seem innocent. We are saying things typically behind someone's back that we don't feel comfortable saying in front of their face. Think on that. We're not walking in emotional health. In fact, very quickly we get emotionally unhealthy. And sometimes we blame, come on, have you ever done this? I'm just not a confrontational person. Well, that's great. Just make sure, if you're not a confrontational person, make sure you partner with not gossip. Not gossip. But gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. Proverbs 16, verse 28, it says, a troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Some of you know the sting of gossip. It separates. It has the power to separate the best of friends. It could be something simple, painful. It could be maybe there was a time you shared a secret crush with somebody only to have them share it with everybody else, and it got back to you. And that may be small for some, but you know the sting of gossip. Maybe there was something said about you in the workplace and you had no idea why your coworker or why your boss or why one of your employees is treating you a specific way. And then it comes to your attention that something was said behind your back. But then I think in its most toxic realm, gossip has the opportunity to break down friendships, to break down family, to break down relationships, because we, at our core, in our sinful nature, if I can say this to us for a moment, I know on my most toxic day, gossip tries to magnify another's weakness so that we can be magnified. Gossip plays on our insecurities. And so what we find ourselves doing is sharing information, sharing a story, sharing a dainty morsel. And why are we sharing it? Our hope is to push someone down so that we can push ourselves forward and promote ourselves. At its core, gossip always, always hurts the person it's spoken about. Think on that Proverbs 16, 28. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Nothing can ruin a reputation like misinformation. You know, as followers of Christ, this is kind of the one. We've got a couple more weeks in this series. A couple key themes, a couple key topics that are really going to help you grow. But gossip, I found it brings me really heart to heart, face to face, if I could say this, with what's going on the inside. And it plays to competitive natures. It can play to the comparison trap. We've got to be careful as Christ followers, because here's the thing, if we can be honest, you and I, what do we want? We want the blessings that God has for us in our future. Everybody, I don't know, I've not met anybody in person who says, you know what? I really don't want to participate in the promises of God. I just want the suffering. No, I mean, you're like, I get it. But you would look at him like, what? No, what do we want? We want the promises of God. We want the hope of God. We want the blessings of God. Well, can I tell you, gossip is not partnering with the promises of God. In fact, what gossip leads us to is self-destruction. And what it leads us to is not a harvest of goodness. It's not a harvest of kindness. It's not a harvest of fruitfulness. It's certainly not a harvest of souls won for the kingdom of God. And so what we must, as believers, we must kind of shake ourselves from the stranglehold of gossip. Gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. Maybe there was a time in your life you were facing an addiction of some sort, and it took all the courage you had to find one person, find two people to confide in, and you thought it was safe, you thought it was healthy. And what happened? About a week, a couple weeks, a few months down the line, all of a sudden it began getting back to you what you had shared. You know the sting of gossip. You know the power of that hurt or that pain. Gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. It doesn't just hurt the person or the topic of conversation. Gossip hurts the listener. I want you to think about this. This was another area I really had to grow in. I still have to grow in. But gossip hurts the listener. Come on, can I tell you, if there's a toxic side of social media, it is nothing but gossip all the time. Like, you can know everybody's business at the click of a button. Sometimes you can know more than their business in the click of a button. I mean, social media, with the advent of social media, gossip is just, it flies fast. And here is what happens. If we're not careful, we're saying to ourselves, look, we're not one who speak, or we're not one who talks about others, but what we could, a bit of our trap or a bit of our angle, here's the deception that could come for us. We may just be really good listeners. We may just be a really good safe place for people to gossip. But notice Proverbs verse 17, 4. Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Liars pay close attention to slander. Look at that. Gossip hurts the listener. If we're not careful, we can cultivate an ear for others' misgivings. On our worst day, right? I like to think of this as our worst day of people who are following Jesus. We can find ourselves partnering with judgment, partnering with negative words, negative thoughts, negative ideas. Birds of a feather flock together. Be on the lookout for who. I remember when the Lord quickened my spirit. This is many years ago when we were in Florida. At one point he said, Paul, why do these people keep coming to you? What are you offering? Why aren't they going and talking with the person? Why do they keep coming to you? I was like, oh, I don't know, God. Maybe I'm just a safe space. Maybe I'm a healthy person. And God's like, there ain't nothing healthy about what you're doing. Yes, sir. All right, repentance, here it is, God. I'm sorry, I'm repenting. But I mean that sincerely. It starts innocently. Information, come on, y'all know, it's just information. And then, if you're anything like me, you decide to add your own adjectives onto that information. And then you just go ahead and speculate a little bit. I don't know if it's true or not. That's another one of the famous phrases around gospel. So I've heard. I don't know if it's true or not. But anyhow, let me say it. Right? And what we can begin to do is cultivate a culture where it is promoted. Think on this. I heard a pastor say one time, what is permitted is promoted. What is permitted is promoted. If we're not careful, we can find ourselves on the receiving end. And what do we land up doing? We are permitting. And it quickly shifts to promoting. Gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. It hurts the listener. And gossip hurts the speaker. Proverbs 25, 9 through 10, it says, when arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Others may accuse you of gossip, and you will never regain your good reputation. Nothing can water down our character like gossip. Nothing can water down for those of you reaching the lost, for those of you wanting to take back your workplace for Christ, for those of you wanting to meet and reach people in your neighborhood. Can I tell you, nothing can water down our witness like gossip. It's awfully quiet this morning. Come back next week. We're going to talk about a different topic. But I mean that. Come on, we're all kind of challenged. We're all kind of, you know, wanting to move forward in our walk with God. This is one of those areas that we don't love to spend a lot of time in, a lot of time highlighting. But can I tell you, there's a direct correlation between what we permit becoming what we promote. There's a direct correlation between what's happening on the inside and what's coming out. Gossip affects the person, it affects the listener, and it always hurts the speaker. And we kind of can excuse ourselves away just saying, hey, don't kill the messenger. I'm just the messenger. Just thought I'd pass along this information. And I want to, if I can, just listen. I know it's 4th of July Recovery Sunday, but allow me just an inch on your toes. Let me tap your toes lightly. The enemy of your soul is called Satan, in case you didn't know that. The definition of Satan is the accuser. The day and night, he is warring against your faith. Day and night, he is warring against your relationship with God. It's called spiritual warfare, and it's very real. It's not always in circumstances. Sometimes it's more subtle than we realize. The enemy of our soul, oftentimes, he can partner with us when we permit gossip in our lives. Because here's what we're doing when we are speaking negatively. Here's what we're doing when we gossip. We are actually partnering and leveraging an accusation against someone else. And they're not there to defend themselves. They're not there to share. They may very possibly have done something wrong, said something wrong. But here's what I know as Christ followers, we're called to take the higher road. We're called to lean in to the goodness of God. We're called to forgive others as what? Christ has forgiven us. We're called to speak well of others because as Christ followers, we see what God did with us, how he loves us, how he's called us, and we know where we could have been but for the mercy of God. And so now we get to speak well of others. We get to speak into their potential, not magnifying their problems. Amen? That's good preaching, y'all. I need an amen. Something, come alive. Wait, no, I'm just kidding. But I mean that sincerely, that our words, I recognize the seriousness and the severity of our words. And you know, I like to say this often, but all of us are now being taught by Jesus. All of us are now in this journey. We were invited by Christ. We are walking in his ways and we're learning his ways. Part of that learning or taking his yoke upon us is laying down the yoke or the people who discipled us growing up. Sometimes we grow up in a home where every conversation is about people not in the room. And so we have a doctorate in gossip because we learned from our parents or our grandparents. It's a generational blessing of gossip. And so we find ourselves, and now we're in Christ, and now we're having to relearn two ways, and we'll close, two ways to move forward from a culture or a habit of gossip. Very simple. First thought is guard your ears. Just think about that, guard your ears. One of the questions that they'll associate with helping to protect or guard against gossip is, if somebody is about to share something with you, it's always good to ask them, hey, why are you sharing this with me? It's always a conversation killer, isn't it? Okay, not funny. Get it. Okay. But why? Come on, why? What's the purpose behind what you're saying? Are we pushing down to promote? It's a pivotal question. Sometimes I have to ask myself, what, why? I'll leave conversations saying, why did I throw that in? You ever do that? I'll sometimes leave a coffee and be like, man, why did I say that? Oh, my big fat mouth. Like, why did I have to bring that up? Or sometimes your heart, come on, we try to like control our heart, but we'll be in conversation and then ouch, it didn't mean to go there, but a hurt, a wound comes up and we're like, snap. Something snaps and it just... We've got to be, as followers of Christ, careful. Careful with our words. Careful with our actions. Guard your ears. I love this. Matthew 18, verse 15. Matthew 18, verse 15. It says, if another believer sins against you, go privately. Everybody say privately. Go privately. I may... Well, really, Jesus may have just saved your future right there. He may have just saved your witness right there. He may be saving parts of your family right there. I love it. If another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses it, you've won that person back. Come on, I think that ought to be a message series. Go privately. That may be taken the wrong way, but in line with gossip, here's what happens. When you hear something or you sense a whisper, here's what happens. We grab our phone, we click our favorite list, and we call that person. We're like, hey, dude, bro. Bro, hey girl, not me, that's for the ladies in the room, I don't say hey girl, but girl, you will not believe, blah, 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 instead of, hey, let's try to reconcile, let's try, hey, you said this, I heard that, did you mean to say that, or did I just hear that wrong? Isn't there? There's just so much health with that, can I tell you? There's just so much. It's really holy when that's taking place. Because all of us bring different personalities to the table. And we can justify gossip. We can justify certain behaviors. And it come under the guise of personality. And yet, it's actually against Jesus' commands. When he says, go privately. And when we do that, when we go privately, it gives another an opportunity to explain. So it's great. Sometimes I'll be on the receiving end of something and I'm like, oh, wow, that doesn't sound like them. Man, that's really strange. Well, what happened when you talked to them about that? And it'll be like, well, I didn't want to talk to them about it. I want to talk to you. Oh, well, you ought to talk to them. You ought to hear from them. Can I tell you, guarding our ears, pivotal. And then I know these are two very, very simple, but I think they're so profound. We guard our ears, and then we close our mouth. We close our mouth. Proverbs 21, 23. Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble. Aren't you glad you came to church today? Come on. But I want to tell you, there are moments to speak up. There are things to speak up on behalf of. Injustices, wrongdoing, mistakes. There are things and times we must speak up and speak out. Then there are other times when we must cover our brother. And we must cover our sister, and we must stand up to defend when others are speaking wrong. I like to encourage us to be a church that lives with a sense of impending goodness. because it's too easy in our culture to live with a sense of impending doom. And we can speculate towards the negative very quickly. But what if, as church members, what if, as followers of Christ, we believed the best about others? What about we begin to believe the best of our coworkers? We begin to believe the best about our employees. We begin to believe the best about those in authority over us. And when an issue or a statement or some kind of gossip hits the table, instead of partnering with other people, seeing who we can bring into the mix, we backtrack and go straight to the individual and reconcile. Man, what that does is that just keeps the heart flow healthy. That keeps our inside life working well and properly functioning in the kingdom of God. Come on, let's pray. We'll end our time together. So grateful to have you here this morning. So grateful for what God's doing in your life. I'm optimistic in this season. I know it's a very difficult season for some. I know there are many circumstances. But can I tell you, God is still on his throne. Jesus is still saving the lost. Jesus is there for whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord. I want to take a moment and pray that this word would settle in our heart. Then I want to give those an opportunity, those in person, those online, a chance to give your life to Christ. Come on, let's say these two prayers. Come on, if you would, bow your heads, close your eyes. Come on, right now, just in this moment. Lord, you know the subject matter at hand. God, you know the power of our words. And Father God, we thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, God, that you don't look to condemn us, God, but you do grow us through the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And right now, God, just we repent of our gossip, God. Right now, Lord, where the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, has not built others up, but rather it has torn others down. Father, we ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you would quicken us to speak words of life, quicken us to speak words of hope, quicken us to speak words of peace to others. Some of us, God, we're called to just absorb and defend. Father, would you give us the courage? Would you give us the discipline to do so? In the name of Jesus. Then again, with every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ, to surrender your life to him, to move from being lost without purpose and away from God to being near God, to being part of his family. Come on, if that's you, would you say this prayer with me now? Heavenly Father, I need you. Jesus, I recognize that you are the Savior of the world. I ask that you would forgive me of all my sins. I repent of my ways and I turn my life over to you. I give you my past, my present, and my future. God, thank you for saving me, filling me with your Holy Spirit. Today I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, can we celebrate God one more time this morning?